Luke chapter 5. You would tonight please stand for the reading of the word. Found in Luke chapter 5, I will begin reading with verse 1. And it came to pass. I love those words found anywhere in the scripture because that tells me God has done this. That as the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, Jesus stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. And Jesus entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught or a catch. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net was breaking. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the great catch of fish which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto them, and said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed Jesus. Father, we love you tonight. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for this people, Lord, right here tonight. And Lord, if we right here tonight will totally obey you, Lord, there is no limit to what you will do from this moment on until eternity. So, Father, tonight, pour out your spirit, anoint these lips of clay, the listening ear. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. There's people today who will make great sacrifices to do a lot of things, won't they? They'll set out in the elements to see hot air cross a goal line. I like sports as good as anyone. People today, they'll get out in the elements to ride their four-wheelers or so forth and so on. People will get out in the elements to go to Walmart. People will get out in the elements to go do the things they really want to do. Won't they? I'm always amazed how quickly people can heal from Sunday morning to Monday morning. But here tonight, it says that the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the Word of God. Now, wouldn't it be great today if people got hungry to hear the Word of God again? You tell them I said that Sunday morning, okay? You see, you and I tonight, we have got to be more hungry for the Word of God tonight than we were 24 hours ago. Because the Word of God is the answer tonight. This is not simply a book of suggestions. It's not simply a book that is trying to make it hard and difficult. This is not a burden tonight. Hello? The Word of God is not a burden tonight. And the Word of God is only offensive to the person who rejects it. but you and I who have accepted the Word of God, who is Jesus Christ. For John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is a Word. So if I neglect the Word of God, I am neglecting Jesus. When we get saved, when a person gets saved, I believe they get hungry for more of Jesus. I believe that when people get a right relationship with God, they want to have more of God. I believe when people get really right with God, I'm not talking about a surface thing tonight, but I'm talking about a real relationship with God. Not a head knowledge of God, but a personal relationship with God. They want Him. They want to know how He wants them to live. They want to know how they can please Him. They want to know God's plan for their life. I'll be honest with you tonight. I have real difficulty in revival when people come to the altar on Sunday morning and they don't come back Sunday night, when they really have no reason not to come. I have a problem with that. Why? Because, folks, when we really get a relationship with God, we're excited about it. Amen. When we get a real relationship with Jesus Christ, you said, we want the Word of God to saturate us. We become like a sponge. We just want to soak all of God in tonight. We can't get enough of Him. We can't get enough of the Word of God. We just won't say, Lord, here I am. Lord, I'm just the clay. You're the potter, Lord. And Lord, would you just take me and mold me and shape me and make me to the image of Christ until I am until I am a imitator of Christ Himself. And Lord, I want so much of you tonight that, Lord, when the Word of God comes alive in me, that I can say as Apostle Paul, imitate me. That's what Paul said. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Apostle Paul said in one of his letters, he says, imitate me. He wasn't talking about Jesus. He was talking about his own life. Amen. You see, I want to have so much of the Word of God in me until people can imitate me and live victoriously. Amen. I want to have so much of the Word of God. I want to have so much of Jesus until the people look at my life and they follow in my steps and they go where I go and they talk the way I talk and they look at what I look and that they will be imitating Christ because they're imitating me. That's what the Word of God says. Just imitate Christ. How do I do that? I gotta get hungry for the Word. I gotta want to know what the Word of God says, and then when it speaks to my heart, I don't say, "So and so should have been there. A preacher preached to them last night." No, the Word of God speaks to me. He nudges our hearts. We just need to yield. Amen. You see, the Word of God tonight is, He's not trying to make this life a burden, a cross to bear. But He's trying to set us free from it all. They pressed upon Him to hear the Word of God preached. And I don't think I have to tell you. You know it better than I do, probably. I mean, Jesus didn't always tell them they were the best people in the world. Read the book. Read the Gospels. I mean, Jesus didn't always tell him, "Hey, I'm love." He didn't always tell them that. He always told them the truth. Because He said, "I am the truth." only I, Jesus said, can set you free. You see tonight, beloved, the Word of God is life. It's victory. It'll encourage you when you're discouraged. Don't believe me? Try it. You see, the Word of God tonight, it'll help you when you're struggling with some issues of life. You see, the Word of God tonight, it will help you when the enemy is coming against you like a flood. You see, the Word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I like what the Amplified Bible translation said. It says the Word of God is alive. This is not a dead letter. It'll do everything it says it will do for me and you. It'll do it tonight. I still believe the Bible is true, and I still believe 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, not the world, not the White House, but the church house, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then when I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. I still believe the Word of God is true tonight, don't you? I still believe tonight that God will honor His Word. Because Paul said that God has already said yes and amen to every promise God ever made. He hasn't changed His mind on one of them. Aren't you glad? He has not changed His will, because this is His life's will and testament. He'll still do what His Word says He will do. God help us today. God help, and I've been in this a long time, you know that. And I know every church has a core group, I know that. That you're going to be at church no matter who the preacher is, no matter who the singer may be, you're going to be here, I know that. And I also know that every church has those on the fringe, on the edge, and every church has the Sunday morning goers. I know that. But you see today, my friend, we just got to get hungry for the Word of God. We got to press on and hear the Word of God and obey it when He speaks to our heart. And Jesus saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. They'd call it a day. Just to insert right here, there's a lot of Christians today who are discouraged. Struggling. There's many Christians today in our church across America. They don't know how they're going to make it. They don't know how to deal with the situation they're in. And they just don't know how that they can survive this thing that they're going through. And perhaps they've already washed their hands on it. And that they've called it a day with really seeking God. And they've washed their hands, perhaps, on the church. And they're just ready to stop trying. But Jesus entered in one of the ships, which was Simon Peter's, and asked him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And Jesus sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Just right here in verse 3. Anything we have that Jesus wants, we need to let Him have it. Jesus wanted Peter's boat, Simon Peter's boat. He let Him have it. Amen. You see, whatever I have tonight, God gave it to me anyway. It's just on loan. So if I am wise and he asks for it, I'll give it to him. Amen. No matter how insignificant it may seem, if Christ asked me for it, it means he gave it to me and he wants it. So Simon let Jesus use his boat, and Jesus, when he got through speaking to that crowd, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep. Jesus wants every one of us to go deeper spiritually. Let me tell you, my friend, we can't get too much of Jesus. We can't get too much of the Word of God in us. And today, beloved friend, Jesus wants me as a personal, individual Christian to go deeper with him. And you know what? I'll benefit from it. I won't be the loser. I'll be the winner when I go deeper with Jesus. And it may mean that I've got to give up something that I've always had. But the benefit of giving it up and going deeper with Christ will outweigh what I just gave up. You see, as individual, personal Christian, that you and I, we've got to make this decision. Do I want to hold on to what God wants? Or I'm willing to give it up so I can go deeper with him? See, I'm not preaching to the world tonight. I'm preaching to the church. I'm assuming tonight everybody here is saved. So this message is for. But if you're not, you can get saved. But you see, Jesus and I, he wants you and I as Christians never to stop going deeper. Preacher, I'm saved. Praise God for it. Preacher, I'm sanctified, holy, and filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Praise God. But that's not why I'm going to heaven. Hello? It's because I say yes when he speaks. And when I say no, when he speaks to me, I begin to take things off of the altar. I begin to get complacent, indifferent. I get an attitude problem. I get cross with people easily. And I begin to look at the wrong things in life. But you see, all I've got to do is just say, yes, Jesus. You can have my boat. Jesus, if you need me, here I am. Jesus, if you need what I've got materially, here it is. I'm talking about having victory tonight. You see, you and I cannot have victory until we say yes to Jesus. Regardless of what he asks. You may well say, Jesus, why do you want that? It doesn't matter. You may say, Jesus, that is so insignificant, I haven't even thought about that. It doesn't matter. Yes, Jesus, you can have it. Jesus, I want to go so deep with you. so that when the storm comes, I'll still be standing. Lord, I want to go so deep with you so that when that trial comes, I'll stay steady. Lord, I want to be so deep with you so that when adversity comes, I'll stay focused on you. You see, beloved friend, and the preacher does not determine how deep you go. No preacher determines how deep I go. I look in the mirror every day and I say, Pat, you determine how deep you're going to go with Jesus today. And you see today, beloved friend, I can make the choice today and every day of my life that, Lord, I want to go so deep with you that I will never consider throwing in the towel. Jesus, I want to get so deep with you that I will never consider stopping. Preacher, I don't believe you can get there. I know you can. Any person can. Any Christian can. Get to the place that we say, Jesus, it doesn't matter what comes or what doesn't come. What goes or what doesn't go, Jesus, I shall not be moved. I'm here to stay until you call me home to glory or the rapture of the church takes place first. You see today, beloved friend, we need to make up our mind. We're going to launch out into the deep. Instead of keeping one foot on the shore, one foot in the water, let's get out so deep. Until if God doesn't see us through, we won't make it. See, that's where God wants every Christian. You see, God wants every Christian to be so deep in His grace that if He doesn't answer the prayer, it will not happen. That unless God comes through, it will not happen for you. But tonight, let me tell you something. Hebrews says it's impossible for God to lie. He is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent, Numbers says. Thereby, my friend, you can trust him tonight. You can depend upon this Jesus, this word tonight. Never to fail you. Never to let you down. Never forsake you. But always be there. Right when you need him. Launch out into the deep, he said. And let down your nets. Nets, more than one net. Jesus said, let down more than one net. I'm going to come back to that in a little bit. Let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. There's been many Christians who have kept church doors open when others forsook it. There's been many Christians who have prayed earnestly, sincerely, for decades, for a loved one, with no results. There's Christians today who have sacrificed. Really not seen the harvest they expected to receive. They've toiled, they've sacrificed, they've prayed, they've given of themselves. They've given of their time. They've given of their material possessions. They have taken nothing. This is Peter. This is Simon. He's telling Jesus like Jesus didn't know. But Jesus is omniscient. He knows everything, doesn't he? He knows every prayer you've ever prayed. He knows every tear you've ever shed. And the psalmist David said, I've got them all bottled up for you. Well, someday that bottle's going to be broken. He knows every sacrifice you've ever made, every dollar you've ever given, every hour you've ever spent building the kingdom. He knows all about it tonight. He knows every motive you've ever had for what you've done. Simon said, we've toiled all night. We've taken nothing. But this is what I want you to get tonight. Don't miss this next phrase that Jesus said. The Bible says, Simon said, Lord, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Whew. Folks, that's got to be us tonight. Lord, I don't understand it. Why would you want me to go back there and pray another prayer? Lord, why would you want me to sacrifice anymore? Lord, why would you want me to give anything else? Lord, why would you want me to give any more time down there? Here's the reason. God asked you to. I can get blessed all by myself right here. Folks, we don't need an outward reason to do what God says to do. The only reason we need is because God said it. Amen. I must not do or not do God's will tonight based upon what surrounds me, what people say or don't say to me. I must do it because of the Word. Lord, I've toiled all night. The nets are empty. Lord, I haven't seen any fruit. God, I haven't seen any harvest. God, we haven't seen the increase that we should have seen in the church. Lord, we haven't seen the people come like we prayed for them to come, Lord. So, Lord, we is there any use? And the Lord says, son, daughter, don't do it based upon the harvest or lack of it. Do it because I ask you to. You see, God knows where the fish are. God knows where the fish are. God knows where the catch is. And so, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. But look here, remember back up in verse 4, Jesus said, let down the nets. But Simon said, I'll let down the net. But he's going to pay for it here in a little bit. And when they had this done, when they put the net back in the water, they caught a great number of fish until their net was breaking. You see, my friend, obedience always has a reward. Not sometime, but every time. God will not allow anything that you do for Him in obedience to go unnoticed by the Father. Every time you obey the Word of God, my friend, God stands at attention, I believe. He says, hey, that person really believes I'll do something for them that they cannot do for themselves. And I'm going to do it for them. They enclosed a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. And they called for their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And those partners came, and they filled both the ships until they began to sink because of the fish. See, my friend, it makes a difference when God says do something instead of me just doing it. See, so many times, I'll just use myself as a personal illustration. Every Christian could identify with this. Sometimes we've done some things, and then we've asked God to bless it. Amen. When we do what God says to do, we don't have to ask Him to bless it. It's guaranteed. And their ships begin to sink because of the number of fish. Simon Peter saw it. He fell down at Jesus' knees and said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For Simon and everybody else was astonished. Don't you know they were? Don't you know that the Sunday morning crowd would be astonished if a revival were to break out in this place this week? Like we've been praying for. God let it happen. Don't you know that Simon and those other, his partners were glad? They put forth the extra effort. When the nets were clean, they went and got them. And they put them back in the water. He only put one net. He limited what Jesus could do for him. God wants to do it. Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed Jesus. You see, that's the reason for every miracle. Jesus does not perform a miracle. And Jesus does not answer prayer simply just so He can say, I've done it, and we can say He did it. But it's so that you and I will forsake everything and follow Jesus. And then those that are on the fringe, those we've been praying for, will see what God is doing for us. And they'll say, I need Jesus. Can you introduce me to Him? And we can say, yes, I can. You see tonight, my dear friend, it's forsaking everything and following Jesus. It's forsaking everything and following the master of the seas. It's forsaking everything. What will it cost me, preacher? To ever have everything that Jesus wants me to have. What will it cost me, preacher? I'll tell you what it costs you. It'll cost you forsaking everything you have I'm not saying go sell it. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about being willing to forsake everything and follow Jesus Christ. There is no cheap grace. It's forsaking everything and following Jesus. But let me tell you this in closing. No one has ever forsaken everything to follow Jesus and ever been disappointed. Jesus always comes through for His children. Please stand. Father, we love You tonight. We thank You, Father, for Your divine presence for helping us tonight. Lord, I don't know what You spoke to people about tonight, really. Lord, I learned a long time ago that You speak right where people are when I can't. So, Lord, I'm asking You tonight to give that person that You spoke to special grace to obey You tonight. And Lord, they'll take You at Your word tonight and have no doubt in You that You will do what You say. That Your word tonight will not fail them, but it'll do what it says. Father, there may be somebody here tonight that's struggling. They're struggling over something in their Christian life. Lord, it may not be spiritual struggle. Lord, it may be something in this old world that's trying to get them down. Lord, I just pray that tonight they'd forsake that thing and give it all to Jesus tonight. And say, Jesus, I'm going to keep my eyes on You. I'm going to make it.